Here relates to Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. Newcastle have confirmed that their match against Aston Villa on Friday has been postponed after a significant increase in COVID-19 cases at the club's training centre. Several Newcastle players and staff are now self-isolating at home after returning positive tests in recent days, and the training centre has been temporarily closed in order to contain the spread of the virus. So with the Magpies first team currently unable to prepare for the match as a group, Newcastle requested that the match against Villa at Villa Park would be postponed on Friday, and that has been ratified by the Premier League board. The match was set for an 8 p.m. kickoff on Friday but will now be rescheduled, Newcastle say, with a new date and time confirmed in due course. Newcastle have acknowledged that they'd like to thank Aston Villa Football Club for its understanding in the matter. Newcastle also say they will not be naming any individuals who have contracted the virus, and they've asked that their privacy is respected. All players and training ground staff will be retested later this week, and a meeting between the club and the Premier League will take place to assess the test results. There are some doubts that Newcastle's next game at home to West Bromwich Albion, scheduled for a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, December the 12th, could also be in doubt. Elsewhere, news on the Newcastle under-23s. They were in action earlier this week, but it was a disappointing defeat on Monday as they were beaten 3-0 by Wolves. The Young Magpies fell behind in the Division 2 clash when Chris Perry scored. Meriton Shabani made it 2-0 for Wolves, and then the third goal came from substitute Luke Matheson. So a disappointing 3-0 defeat for the Newcastle under-23s, losing at home against Wolves. Finally, some good news on loanee Yoshinori Muto. He scored his first goal for Eibar on Monday as they won 2-0 at Real Betis. That's all for now. We'll have more later.